Hey, I'm going to say something.
Say something.
I did.
Good job.
You want me to say it again?
No, you're good.
Okay, good deal. Glad to hear it. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mark.
Good to see you, Justin.
It's good to see you.
Yeah.
In this lovely setting.
Yes.
It's a little bit darker.
A little bit darker.
A little bit rainy this morning.
A little bit rainy this morning. I'm glad it's not as humid as it was last night, though.
Whew.
Yeah.
It felt like it was raining.
Even though it wasn't. Oh, only it wasn't. Yeah. Yeah. It was a little humid. But that's all right, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a question for you. Yeah, you good? Are you ready?
We'll see.
Go ahead and take your sip of coffee. I'll fill the gap there for just a moment.
Put one in the chamber and fire. All right, let's go.
Welcome to How I See It with me, Mark Pratt, and
Justin Sternberg. This is a podcast that works to counter cultural polarization through thoughtful conversations.
When was the last time you laughed at yourself? How long has it been, if you will? And what was the circumstance?
I actually can't remember.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think I laugh at myself very much.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's an indicator, but I think there's something to be said for the ability to laugh at ourselves.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah?
Yeah, I agree. I can hear better now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not saying me not doing it means I don't think it's good. I just don't recall.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah. I definitely, that was one out of left field, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Let's see. I would say probably around, you know, last week in the process of, you know, mom's death and that kind of thing, you know, cause it's just, you know, there's probably a level of intensity. And, you know, and sometimes laughter is that way of coping, you know, for me with that, you know, and yet I can admit in that dynamic that I'll make a mistake or I'll fall into a pattern, you know, in my family system. And I know there was times when I'd say, nice job, or, you know, not necessarily, but it was to the point of recognizing that I had done something that I probably wouldn't have otherwise done. And I laughed at myself kind of in that process of being able to say, you know, yeah, okay, that's who you are, that kind of thing. And it's just kind of been
what's an example, if you can give one? I'm trying to, like,
you think
I'm trying to understand or trying to picture it.
Sure. Yeah. Like in the process of having a conversation and you're explaining what you're doing, or you're kind of, I'll preface. Okay. There are those in my family who might think that I'm fairly intense. Okay. And maybe there's those outside my family. I don't necessarily see myself as an intense person.
Interesting.
Yeah. And
I guess it depends on how you define intensity, but
yeah. It is, I think there's an aspect of intentionality that, is intentional.
And if engaged, I would also call you engaged.
Sure.
So if you put those together, I guess, you know,
I could be intense.
One could call that intensity, but
sure. Or even disciplined.
Yeah.
Yep.
I typically think of intensity. That person's intense is.
There's a seriousness.
In your face.
Yes. Yeah, like things are serious.
Yeah.
And I think there is that point, you know, where, you know, and we've talked about that. I think I talked about that even in the parenting dynamic, you know, when we talked about parenting and the ability to kind of say, maybe in hindsight, maybe I shouldn't have taken myself so seriously at times as my role as a parent. Okay. So in that family dynamic, sometimes when I'm having these discussions, you know, I will find myself laughing based on the fact that, yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
You know, and when it's being called out or addressed, or I see myself doing that very same thing that we've kind of identified,
yeah,
I'll laugh at myself.
Gotcha,
you know,
yeah,
just because I'll just say, ha, yep, you did it again. Not in a, you know, demeaning fashion, but just in a fashion that has an awareness.
Yeah.
And I kind of laugh at myself.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Does that make sense? That's kind
of caught up now.
And I think, you know, in that process, you know, there can be an intensity. And I'm willing to recognize for a lot of people, this seriousness or intensity or even maybe a perfection can be circumstantial,
because
we talked about excellence, and it's kind of been out of that too, that I've kind of had some conversations about, you know, when is it too much? Like you had shared on your, when you're coding, sometimes you can go so far in that, you know, desire for perfection that you don't get anything done.
Yeah.
And so like, it's funny because yesterday morning I happened to be just driving down the road and, you know, and there was it happened to be a woman. I'm not saying, but there was a lady, it was like right on my bumper. It's like, you know, and it's like, wow, this is a little intense. Granted, 211 can get intense, but it was like, I finally got to the point where I just kind of slowed up and waved her on by and, you know, and she gave me this look and, you know, and not to say that a guy couldn't do that as well, or or that I haven't done it. It just happened to be. And it made me think about, wow, you know, that was pretty, she was pretty intense in that moment, pretty serious. And
that's what I think.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's like there, of course, there's that part of us when someone is being intense towards us, we'll say something to the effect of, well, maybe you should have left 5 minutes earlier and then you wouldn't have to be so intense or so serious. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it kind of came to my mind as it's like, seriously?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of where that thought was coming from. And I was thinking about it in the context of what makes that for us as individuals and how seriously, because I honestly looked this up. I looked up to see if there was a serious assessment, you know,
nice,
if you could tell. I probably should have, maybe
this kind of ties into our swimming analogy too a little bit, maybe
yeah,
but yeah, carry on. You looked it up.
I looked it up, and you know, it was all about risk assessment and business and stuff like that. You know, I know you and I've talked about it before, that, you know, you have a way of searching things. You just put in two words and it comes up what you want. And I put in the whole sentence and it's like, I get way over in the weeds, but I couldn't necessarily find it, but it made me think about it as far as, okay, how seriously do we take ourselves? And what makes that difference? Thoughts?
So, like everything, you'd probably say it's a continuum, right?
But the interesting part of it is there's probably a continuum. And yeah, I would also say that I would be in different spots on that continuum based on the circumstances that I'm in.
Yeah.
And I might even just be, it's funny because I could imagine, or I could see it for myself and other individuals, even shifting dramatically on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that, you make me think of the driving situation and when I've been in that situation, rushing, right? And,
sure.
And I was just talking to someone about this the other day too. And, the thing is, when we choose poorly, you know, we don't leave on time.
Sure.
Right? Whatever it is. Our first thing is not like, well, I need to be humble and, you know, like, you know, get to work and apologize and just, I need to do better. And you know what I mean?
Sure.
We're like, but I'm fine. Mm-hmm. And we get in the car and we go, and everyone else, you know, you're
get out of my way.
If it wasn't for you, I'd be a perfectly fine citizen at work on time, but it's all your fault. Mm. Mark, if you didn't have that trailer, then you wouldn't be in my way. And
whatever. Seriously? Seriously? Come on.
Come on. Why are you even on the road?
That's right.
And, you know, driving is kind of this road situation is something that's pretty universal that we can kind of all snap into and go, yeah, I recognize that in myself and certainly in others, you know,
yes.
This kind of anger. And it's outsized, right? It's like, we get so, I guess, serious in the car and what our expectations of those around us are. It's like, I don't know, we turn into these monkey versions of ourselves that can't be civilized, you know, and
sure.
kind of like extend that empathy to that person. Like, well, maybe there's an issue with their tire, so they're not willing to go beyond this speed and it's a safety thing, or perhaps they're not in a hurry because they got up on time.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. And, I don't know, I've, you know, me and a lot of the guys that I do accountability with, that's like a common thing that we kind of joke where we do. I guess that's an example where we kind of laugh at ourselves. We'll kind of reveal some of the situations while driving that made us frustrated. Cause that's one of the questions is talking about things that makes you angry or causes you to have a grudge or whatever. And so it's like, that's a common theme of just like, well, drivers some days, you know, And we're able to kind of laugh at it a little bit because in that context, right, I would say we're attempting to be the most polished version of ourselves. That's why we're even in the room doing that, you know?
Sure.
And we can look at that monkey version of ourselves and just kind of chuckle, you know?
Yeah.
Seriously? Like,
I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's driving is just one of those things that can just instantly put us back into that monkey brain, you know, that version of ourselves that we're trying. I think most of us, a lot of us, hopefully listener, you are, you know, like trying to be this better version of yourself, you know, but it's like, once you get behind that driver's seat, well, I, you know, my better self is left outside the door until I get back out. It's like it reattaches.
Hopefully.
You know? Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah.
But you know, driving's not the only time where we'll do something like that. And I recognize in myself, especially, I would say early on in our marriage, man, this podcast makes me look like a real bad husband, but that's okay. Like whenever something would go wrong, if I couldn't find a scapegoat, I would go to Megan for some reason. I'd be like, you know, why'd you do whatever? And it's like the driving thing. It's like, she didn't do anything.
That was your default.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think when we feel guilt about our own actions causing us pain, we look for scapegoats. I think that's a pretty common human trait.
Sure.
You know? And so then we get so serious, right?
Because
it's like, well, if you wouldn't have done it, that person wouldn't have done it. It's like, you know, we're trying to find a reason why we did it wrong. And it's not because I did it wrong, it's because the world is wrong or you're wrong. And
if you hadn't done that, that one thing.
Yes.
Because that one thing was the thing that set me off.
Yeah.
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 So, I mean, driving is a good example of that, but I feel like there's many areas where we could be triggered into that if, you know, we let our monkey brain take over.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's where I was at and just kind of thinking about that in that context of, you know, this ability at times to take myself too seriously, and granted, as I was wrestling through it, thinking of, you know, I mean, granted, we could call it pride, I suppose, you know, that kind of thing, but it was that word serious that came to my mind as far as, okay, how often do I laugh at myself? Do I take myself, you know, more seriously? Oh, and another conversation reminded me of it was, the ability that I have to how comfortable I am doing something new.
Okay. Yeah. And the ability to laugh through it, or the opposite of that, like super embarrassed and
or I just don't even do it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to look like I don't have, you know, all the capabilities necessary. I'm not, at times, I'm not even necessarily willing to learn.
Yeah.
Because whenever we're learning something new, if I'm watching someone learn something new for the first time, I'm not going to be very judgmental.
Right. Expectations are pretty low.
Yes. Yeah. But yet, if I'm a pretty serious person and I don't do something well,
yeah,
I'm gonna start probably, that might be another time when I'm starting to shift on that continuum. It's like, I'm taking myself pretty seriously, so I'm not gonna, you know, laugh at myself. And yet, have you ever played that, the game Speak Out?
I don't. That doesn't sound familiar.
It's where you basically take a little plastic cartridge and you put it in your mouth. So it stretches. Yeah. It stretches your lips so the ability to pronounce P's and T's, and then you have these phrases you read.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, of course it doesn't sound
like onomatopoeia.
Not quite, but yes, the enunciation isn't there. But still in that process, I do that with individuals just to kind of provoke this discomfort and the ability to say, okay, because the second time around, it's not as, I'll ask, you know, how did that feel?
You'll do that in
concession, especially with kids or something, you know, when they're feeling this, a heavier level of expectation.
Yeah. Do you do it with him?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's probably another area where I'll laugh at myself, you know?
Yeah.
Cause it is, you know, and then the cartridge.
I thought you just like to make them do it and laugh in their face.
Oh no.
You can't say it at all.
But everybody gets a different phrase, you know, you read cards and so forth. So yeah, I will do it with that.
Do you clean it between sessions?
Yes, I do. There's another story behind that. But,
oh, boy.
Yeah, hot water at the church. You know, it just takes forever to get there. So I'll boil a pot of hot water like I'm making coffee and pour it in the sink just to have hot water. But yeah,
nice.
I make sure they're clean. But it is one of those things, you know, it's like as I have this high expectation or this ability to think that I shouldn't make mistakes.
Yeah.
And then what do I do even in the context of making that mistake?
Yeah. Very, yeah, I definitely can think of when I was younger, you know, I've talked about this before, I struggled a little bit with some self-esteem, self-confidence, that whole thing. And, it really was about don't ever mess up. Don't ever mess up. You messed up. What's wrong with you? Why would you mess up? You know, anger at myself. So there was definitely when I was younger, I got mad at myself a lot because I embarrassed myself. And then I'd be like, you jerk, you know,
sure.
Why would you do that to yourself kind of thing? And it was very, very much what you're saying about new things or things that I, you know, shouldn't necessarily be amazing at, or even things I should be good at or whatever, supposedly. And sometimes you make mistakes, and I did not have the ability to laugh at myself. And I will say, honestly, the thing that kind of unlocked that in my brain to go, oh, sometimes I mess up and it's okay.
Yeah.
Because I mess up sometimes. I'm a human being, and every other human being messes up. The thing that kind of unlocked that and gave me a sense of freedom in that was my first time in Celebrate Recovery going through the step studies. When we start, you know, we were going, you know, you kind of talk about things that you struggle with, things that, mistakes you make, whatever. It's just like, you know, we're all in this together, and just hearing you go around the room, everyone kind of answers the questions. You go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that person's a human. Oh, and that one's a human. And that one too. Well, I guess I am too, so I'll admit it, you know, and it's just like something unlocked, and I just realized, like, I'm going to make mistakes still, and it'll be okay. Like, I can just own up to them and take myself less seriously.
Yeah.
I don't think I got so, you know, far enough past that to where I could laugh at myself very often.
Sure.
I think I probably still take myself too seriously, but certainly there's some grace there for myself when, but it also depends on the context too. Like
yeah.
if the stakes are high or again, going back to the other thing I was saying, if I had made a mistake already to start me down the wrong path and then I make another one, then the stakes are higher and I get frustrated more easily and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just generally becoming more responsible and making better choices has made a lot of that stuff easier because it's not like I'm not looking for a scapegoat for my own stupid behavior. You know what
sure.
I mean? Stupid is a strong word because I think it's a pretty common thing when when you're maturing is to not make wise choices because sure. you're not quite convinced yet that it's sure. that's yeah get up early but like I can do it, it's fine, you know, and I know how to weave in and out of the traffic just right and get there on time. It's like you kind of have this invincible young person thing, right?
I hear
and
you.
Enough of those times of getting stuck behind, you know, Mark or whatever it is.
Or a school bus this time of year.
Right. Yeah. School buses. Yep.
Yeah. What are they doing on the road? For crying out loud, we didn't have them for 3 months, two months, you know, now we got the...
Who invited you to the party? Yeah.
That's right.
And there was certainly many times when I was in my teens rushing around that just really close calls.
Oh, wow. Like sure.
Bad accident type stuff where it kind of shook me. I'm like, what are you? You're stupid. Like, why do you think you can do this? And I was speeding ridiculous stuff. Like, it was the metro area, the Twin Cities.
Oh, wow.
And I would be doing through traffic, weaving in and out and
sure.
flying past people. And, you know, the wrong person at the wrong time moves in the wrong lane without signaling. It's just like, uh-huh. I mean, we had a pretty significant event. I wasn't driving that time, but my friend was driving, and we ended up doing this full, like, spin out thing on the freeway, freaking cars. I have the image burned in my brain where we were doing like 90
wow.
on the freeway and a car came in front of us. So he slammed on the brakes and the right wheel locked up a little bit and the whole car started to shift to the right to where I'm in the passenger seat and I'm looking at the direction we were going out my passenger sure. window.
At a 90 degree
right,
angle.
Right.
It's like,
I
yeah.
mean, it was this little Honda Civic or whatever. So like, it didn't roll, thankfully, or anything. I mean, it could have, right?
Oh, sure.
But I remember doing that, and then he kind of overcorrected, and we ended up doing that, you know, swinging back to the other direction, and to the point where we finally slowed down, stopped, and it's like all the cars around us were stopped and slowed, and it was this intense thing. And that was like one of those things where it's like, ew. Anyway.
Might be taking ourselves a little too serious.
Yeah.
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 That invincibility was
yeah.
there. Yeah.
Yeah. That's Superman kind of, yeah.
Complex, if you will.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a lot of story for I don't know what point, but.
Well, you were talking about traffic and intensity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being young and thinking you don't need to follow the conventional
sure.
wise routes.
Yeah.
And as you get older, you kind of go, yeah, probably shouldn't speed like that anymore.
And the reality.
22 tickets later.
Yeah. And the reality of it is you can do all that and it's like those five people that you pass will be right behind you at the
yeah.
next stoplight,
yeah.
you know, in that context.
Yeah.
But yes, there yeah. was that moment that thought,
if
well,
you speed right, you can avoid that. I'm just saying. I'm just kidding. Don't do it.
I understand. I understand that you were kidding, in that moment.
I mean, it was sort of this game where it'd be like, how far ahead can, you know, like, I wanted to know that the efforts I put in made a difference, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And it's funny how often those
efforts... I'm laughing
efforts...
at myself now, Mark.
Exactly.
This is good. This
yes.
is good.
That, yeah. And it's funny how often all of that effort can be negated
yeah.
almost to
yeah.
a certain point, you know, when we're really thinking we're accomplishing something. And yeah. I think it's a valid point. We're thinking we're accomplishing something huge and big and nobody's ever done this before, you know, and yet the next time it's like, oh, they're right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's that, it,
yeah.
you know, it's that process of somebody, how many times let's be honest, how many times do you get frustrated going behind somebody at 55 miles an hour?
Oh, every time. Yeah. I mean, so here's the thing. We live in Southport, and, you know, for most of our listeners, you'll know what that means. And there's just a lot of retired people, a lot of tourists who are kind of craning their neck looking at things. And so you're lucky when they go the speed limit sometimes.
Sure. Valid point.
And so that really, really frustrates me. And I try, you know, that's what we talk about in our little group, is just like, you know, learning to have that patience, learning to leave on time.
You do this at the DMV, do you? You have your accountability.
This is probably a good idea. Have sessions. Yeah. But like, you used to be able to buzz across town in Southport, right?
Sure.
Especially when people went back to school. And, you know, it's just like, you can't do that anymore. Too many stoplights and too many people going 5 miles under this, you know, you just have to account for it in your planning. And I think, you know, it's a little bit of stubbornness, mm-hmm, saying I can do it, and, you know, like, mm-hmm, should be this way, you know, shouldn't be like that. And anyway.
Yeah. But it is.
It is.
And then how do we adjust? I think that's the other part of it. It's like, are we able to say, okay, this is the way it is, not just in traffic, but in my ability to, you know, try something new, being able to extend to myself that it's like, okay, it's okay to make a mistake.
Yeah. Yep.
So what would, if you go ahead.
Well, earlier you're talking about when you see it often, and when people are learning new things, it kind of made me think of Ultimate Frisbee, right? When we have new people come out.
Sure.
And like, they'll see us playing or whatever. And I'll just say this, like, as you come in as a newcomer, you think, Frisbee, I can throw Frisbee.
Sure.
And I can run, you know, like, those are the two required skills, running and throwing Frisbee and catching, you know.
Yeah.
I can do those things, and you think, I should be as good as those guys. And you immediately go out there, and you're trying to throw across the field. You're trying, you know, just doing things, thinking that you can be that good or whatever, and it's
sure,
like,
you can do it just like that.
Yeah, so sometimes you see people taking it very seriously, very frustrated that, like, oh, and I can't believe I couldn't get it to you, kind of thing. It's like, well, yeah, it's hard.
Exactly.
Like, it takes work and skills and learning and practice and getting your throws swatted down 100 times and dropping 100%. Like, it's kind of demoralizing a little bit in the beginning, because you think it's just a little Frisbee. Anyone can do that. It's like, you know, it takes that learning. But you can see that learning process, how that can kind of trigger different versions of being able to laugh at yourself. And some people are really good at laughing at themselves as they start, you know. And it's almost like, all right, stop laughing now.
Yeah. Take this a little more seriously, please. Yes.
Right? Like, yeah. You can kind of see that spectrum.
Oh, yeah. And I that would be one area where I would admit I probably take myself a little too seriously at times.
Very intense, Mark.
I probably am. I probably am.
I'm the pot calling the kettle.
That's okay. I'm going to admit that I am. And I'll admit part of that is I won't necessarily try. I haven't tried to even throw the hammer yet or anything, you know, that's upside down, or, you know, I'm pretty much a short distance straightforward, because I can't I just don't have the ability to throw it as far as some other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a matter of learning. It's just a matter of, okay, I'm at this age and I'm just not going to be able to throw it like a 30-year-old.
I got you.
You follow me? Or a 40-year-old, that kind of thing. It's just, but yeah, so.
You can definitely tell those 30-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, they can throw it the distance of the field. It's like, no. Joseph probably can throw just about as far as I can, and he's coming up, you know, that kind of thing. So yeah, that's something, as you're talking about, it makes me think about the fact that, yeah, I'm probably not even trying at the level that I could try to maybe do a different throw. Sure, I'll curve it, you know, every now, but it's going to be a pretty straightforward throw. I'm not going to do a forehand or, you know, anything like that just yet. But yeah, that's probably an area where I'm taking myself too seriously. You know, and I'm certainly, you know, not necessarily laughing at myself when I make that wrong throw, you know, because I'm bringing that intensity, that level of competition.
Yeah. So sports is another one, right?
Sports is another one. Sure.
Kind of bring out that monkey brain a little bit.
Sure.
I think speaking for myself anyway, where,
you know, I think that's where I almost want to come back to in some ways. How would you describe that character, if I may say, a character flaw that puts us in the, as you call it, monkey brain, you know, where we become reactive? How would you describe that character dynamic? What words would you use? I have one that's coming to my mind, but I just was curious.
I mean, you just said the word reactive, so now I can't get my brain off that word, but so that's a good one.
Okay.
I think I also want to think defensive, just like,
okay.
Yeah. That's what I got.
I guess I think that was the funny part, because it's like, how would you describe that feeling, that circumstance in one word? The one that kind of came to mind for me was maybe a little more pride.
Yeah.
Because it is, you know, that thing that kind of is underlying.
Yeah.
I don't want people to think that I'm not that.
At the level, yeah.
You follow me?
Yeah,
and, And I think that can also, that pride can also keep me from trying something new, because, you know, or laughing at myself. Here again, not going too far, because I think we can just laugh at everything, and then it doesn't seem like to other people that we are really even trying.
Well, you would probably agree. It probably doesn't matter what other people think, but a lot of times it is an indicator that I'm not really willing. It's a kind of the opposite version of, I don't want to start, because it's kind of like, I don't want to try.
Sure.
Right? So it's just, I'm just going to laugh through it, and you get what you get. And it's like, well, you could try. So that kind of thing.
And I think there is that part of us that might even be able to, that person that might laugh at themselves, we might even be able to be judgmental and say they're not even trying.
Right.
When they may be trying to the degree that they can, but they're just not taking it as seriously as we would like them to. I'm thinking back more to the sports analogy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Megan's really good about that, at not taking herself too seriously.
Yeah.
And,
how do you notice that in her?
Sometimes she gets that from me, like, why aren't you trying? You know, kind of thing.
Okay.
She's like, I am trying. You know, it's like, oh, sorry. <You know? laughs> Yeah. And then when Kelly gets there, the two of them, man, it's like they get laughing at themselves a lot.
Sure.
To the point where it's like, all right.
How
but
do you?
But they do try. It's just like there's this connection that says if you're laughing at yourself, you're not trying. Because I do think that is a common defense mechanism to trying or whatever, but that's not always the case. I think that's a healthy way to be.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. I would think so.
Yeah.
Granted, you know, they're again on that continuum of how often
and just so we're clear, like Megan's got it right in the terms of like Frisbee where she'll laugh at herself. She'll have a good time. And sometimes like you described, like, well, not sometimes, a lot of times I'm intense. Right. So it's like, when we leave, I'm kind of back into my chill zone. But like while we're playing, it's intense. It's like you want to win, and I'd much rather be like her, and I continue to try to be like her, but it's hard, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it brings to mind even the personality dynamics.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, that are involved with that process. You know, I'm sure. You know, as I was looking up assessments, you know.
Yeah.
Personality,
yeah.
You know, parts came into mind, you
of
know,
course.
The
yeah,
whole,
makes sense.
And the whole, what's the, not Enigma, what's the Enneagram.
There
you go. Yeah. The whole Enneagram, you know, it's like, I could have taken, you know, an Enneagram test 5 times, you know, in that process of kind of looking for an assessment.
Yeah. But
yeah. It was just interesting to think about how that comes into play. Cause, I was thinking about, I shifted back to the Enneagram.
Yeah.
But were you a 3?
4-1.
4-1. Okay.
Wait, no, 3-1. Sorry.
Okay.
3 is the, like, achiever.
Achiever.
Type thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And 1's perfectionist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. A good mix.
Valid point. But yeah. And I think there again, I think that becomes a part of personality because the perfectionist has a difficult time making mistakes.
At themselves. Yeah, exactly.
They're going to take things a little more seriously because of that desire to.
What about you? What was your?
I'm a three also.
Okay.
I'm a three also. I really appreciate the help you gave me in redefining what that three was.
Mm.
Yeah. Cause it, what was it? Some call it a performer, you know, which seemed like, you know, you're just looking to perform, but it is a matter of, you know, kind of achieving in a sense of accomplishing.
Right.
But yeah, maybe even at times being able to laugh at yourself, the fact that you're able to accomplish learning even in the midst of mistakes.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. I think the 3-1 combo, I never really thought about it. That does make sense why it is hard for me to laugh at myself. And also why I would say, you know, I do feel like it was such a good achievement to kind of learn to be okay with messing up.
Yes.
And it's still not easy for me. It's a fight, you know, but you know, you bring up personalities and, like whatever Megan's personality is, I would say probably more geared towards being able to not be so serious.
Sure.
You know? And you know, I think sometimes we go, well, that's her category and I'm this category. So that's what it is. But like this thing, like taking yourself too seriously, being able to laugh at yourself, it doesn't matter your personality. This is something to work at, to be, to try and get better at. So wherever you are on that scale or that continuum, whatever your personality says you are, doesn't mean you can't go from where you are.
That's exactly right.
To a better place in that
and being spectrum. And being able to recognize there's going to be circumstances that I can work on individually as well.
Yeah.
To be able to say, okay, yeah, I may not just take up piano for the sake of learning something new, but I can recognize when I am driving from point A to point B, I can leave just a little earlier and I can leave myself some time to be able to say, hey, I don't have to, you know, be that aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, in the process of daily life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can take this and apply it. Yeah. Like a Band-Aid to a specific area and see if it heals up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would think about it in that context of, you know, from around, am I able to laugh at myself to a certain degree? Or when do I notice that I take myself maybe a little too seriously?
Yeah.
Because I would say we all have that in different ways. And for most of us, one of those areas might be driving.
Yeah. It's probably one of the more universal connections.
Sure. Yeah. So that's how I see it.
Hey, thank you for listening to our podcast. If you like How I See It, please do all the things that podcasts tell you to do. Subscribe, rate, review, follow us, and or talk nicely about us on social media. If you want to reach out, the email is us@howiseeit.click. Yep, I said .click, as in .click. Please tell your friends about this show, and we'll see you on the next one.